morning, everyone. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Vancouver.
Okay. Let me restart that.
Take two.
Oh my God. Yes. I don't know what just came over me.
Okay.
Hannah. Truly, I love and respect you.
Thank you. I love and respect you too. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Georgia.
And you're listening to Film Picnic.
We begin, as always, by acknowledging that Film Picnic is recorded on the ancestral lands of the Musqueam peoples. This land is referred to as unceded territory, as it was not given up freely, and it continues to be home for the indigenous communities from which it is stolen land. Mm.
It is with immense privilege that we talk into these microphones and share our stories, as stories have been shared for generations before us on this land. We hope that Film Picnic can be a space for shared accountability, knowledge sharing, and reconciliation. This always was and always will be Indigenous land.
Yeah.
Well said.
A beautiful, fun, special, amazing episode today.
We finally have. Are we going to...
I have an intro.
Okay.
I have an intro.
Oh, okay.
I made an intro for you.
Let's have an intro.
Okay, I'm ready.
To be honest, I didn't. Normally, I save the guest name for the end of the intro, and I don't reveal it until then. I didn't do that this time because I just wanted to say your name as many times
four
as
letters.
Possible.
Yeah,
we're absolutely delighted to welcome Jill Stickles to the podcast today. Yay! Our incredible editor and content creator, who's been bringing her artistic vision to Film Picnic since the very beginning. Jill's journey started in the small town of Niagara, Ontario, where she discovered her love for theater, photography, and filmmaking as a teenager. That creative spark led her westward to Vancouver, seeking a bigger, more vibrant creative community where she could grow into her truest self.
Wow. She recently completed her BFA in visual arts at UBC with a minor in creative writing.
Yeah, I did.
Focusing on screenwriting and diving deep into film theory.
Yes, but here's the thing. Jill's been passionate about film and writing since childhood, and while she had to put she had to put editing and filmmaking on the back burner during her studies, she never lost that love. And now she's back doing what she adores most, bringing her keen eye for visual aesthetics to everything we do here at Film Picnic, from short form video content to some of those gorgeous episode announcement graphics that we have.
And when we go to festivals and we have our, you know, stories and all of our content going out, that's Jill.
And so much
more. Creative Jam.
Yes, true. And so much more to come. Stickers.
Plug.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah.
As she has said, being a part of film community again feels incredibly fulfilling. And we couldn't be more excited to have her creative energy alongside us at Film Picnic. Jill, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. This is so full circle.
We love you. And honestly, when you were like, I haven't been in the studio, I was like,
this is nuts.
This has been over a year. That's insane.
Really,
I don't know how that happened.
It was a weird, like, we were doing the most recent shoot,
website
little,
coming soon.
And then Jill was like, oh my God, like, what's it like in the studio? Because we were talking about different setups, and then she was like, oh, well, you could try this, but we were like, yeah, it's too small. And then it was like,
Oh, Jill, I wouldn't know. We were thinking today, actually,
crazy,
of maybe making that corner our little Film Picnic corner. I don't know. I like the depth here.
I like the window.
Hannah and I, me too. Hannah and I always be coming into the studio and we're like,
try
should
something
we change
different?
This?
And that's should why we start in half an hour after.
Yeah, but that's why you get. That's why I got here a little later than
period.
Normal. Cause
period.
Because you
knew.
Because you knew.
I watched the video. You know?
Because we late queens.
Yeah. I finally got to leave my rat cage. You guys
love
took
it.
Me out.
Jill on our hamster wheel.
This is an enrichment activity for Jill.
Yes.
This is life enrichment.
Socializing. I'm getting out of the basement.
We have a lot of things to ask you about today.
Yeah? I'm so excited. I feel like, first of all, we need to acknowledge the fact that we're all very Canadian today.
We're all in our Canadian
tuxedos.
We're all
trying to be. Yeah, we're trying to be.
And I have to take my jacket off.
Yeah,
now that we've acknowledged
it,
I'm sweating profusely.
Like, hey, so like, I don't really...
Aiden, we also have our beautiful Aiden here today.
Yeah, beautiful Aiden is behind the camera.
I did not warn him that it gets really hot in this studio.
A moment of silence for this jacket that I thrifted?
Oh, does it say... It's not Paramount anymore, right?
Paramount.
No, but I mean the company. Isn't it Paramount Plus?
Oh.
Is that what you said?
I thought that was their streaming service.
It's no longer relevant.
I could be wrong.
Aiden knows the answer.
But a moment of silence.
I thought this... Well, I just thought it was
okay.
A nice jacket.
You mean a moment of appreciation?
Sure.
Okay, I thought we were saying rest in peace.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's my bad.
I was like, rest in... Okay. It's a cute jacket. Every time I see it, I compliment it.
Well,
okay.
What just happened?
So let's...
Okay, to start off our questions, let's just start with your collaboration with Film Picnic. Mm-hmm. Jill joined as our chief editor before we even did our first episode, which was so awesome. That's why you guys have been graced with reels consistently. Thank God, because we could not do it ourselves.
Well, kind of consistently.
Okay. We're also kind of consistent with episodes.
Of other things.
Do you have like a favorite episode that you've edited?
These are good questions. This is a good question. First quick question. Yes. I have fun whenever you guys have actors on. I really love to see the way that actors shine.
They really be mm-hmm. they know what to do
they
in front
know
of
how
a camera.
To, exactly. And that's not to say that people that aren't in front of a camera all the time don't know what they're saying, but to see an actor thrive on camera and do what they do, but then see it as who they are, not just the character they're doing, I think it's fun. Because actors, I feel like, more often than not, get to be a character rather than themselves.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to like hear people just kind of talk about the process. Mm-hmm. And as someone who, growing up, always did theater and whatnot. Ooh.
Oh my God. Is that my phone?
No, it's mine. Oh. Hey, guys.
It's okay.
It's just a reminder to get contact solution. Yeah, like I think it's really nice to see how actors can just be comfortable in this environment and talk about their experiences. Because as someone who grew up doing theater and improv, a part of me definitely was like, oh, maybe I'll be an actor. And now I'm realizing I very much enjoy the behind the scenes. So it's cool to see the process of like parts that, you know, you don't really like talk about it a lot.
Well, also I feel like public speaking is kind of a virtue. I was doing a deep dive on our reels last night because I was like, oh, let's see. I just was like, remind me of the early Jill stuff. Yeah. Like, let's just go back to a year ago. And I was watching the interviews we did with Jess and Sam at Whistler.
Yeah.
And also with Garfield at Whistler. And I was like, they all speak so clearly. And it's all like, you know, like I'm asking them questions. They don't know what I'm going to say beforehand.
Yeah.
And they just give these beautiful, eloquent answers. And I was like, yeah, that's an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. They know. Just confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know, and sure of themselves. Yeah. It's nice to see. I also do enjoy doing episodes where it's just you two, because I think I like to watch your bantering.
Do you miss our, like, the two of us?
Sometimes.
Episodes?
Sometimes.
I sometimes go back and forth.
Like, it would be fun to sprinkle it in every now and then. I just like
some hijinks.
I don't think we need it every other week, but like, I do think that there's value in, because we started this show based on what we are learning, and it's like our process of learning. And I think there are weeks where we've learned so much, but there isn't right now a space to be like, guys, this is what happened.
Fair. Yeah. I think you could even come on here and talk about your experience with Masters as well. Like, that would be interesting. You know,
just to pick your
brain. No, yeah, Aiden's in it too, eh?
Yeah.
Like it is.
I think so, and like the value of understanding business with film as well.
Yes, and even just like applying to things, grants and things like that. Like how, I mean, I know we talk about how films are made, but I feel like the conversation of podcasts is also really interesting too, because we usually kind of popped up, but people don't really know all the work that goes into it.
It's true. It's a lot of behind the
photo of what we see.
Someone's gonna have to edit that out.
What did you say?
I said the F word.
That's fine. George just dropped the F bomb.
I feel like you're here today because I've learned from you, and we also have things to learn from you. And I feel like
so much.
Yeah, I'm very excited actually for our listeners to also hear this conversation, because I think it's gonna be really good and helpful.
Yay! I'm excited too.
Yeah, anyway, that was all. Because you were saying, like, yeah, we do bring people here to learn from them. And I'm excited for people to learn from you today.
Ah, thanks. Truly. Yeah, that's true. I am the guest, I guess.
You are the guest. And we're here to learn from you.
Truly.
Nice. You mentioned podcast creation. Is there any part of either your role with Film Picnic or watching the process of Film Picnic that surprised you about... Or like, I don't know.
Like about the process?
About the process, yeah. Or anything you're like, guys, you need to know this.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Like hot takes and like tips and whatnot. I feel like I kind of came into this knowing a bit because I had just graduated. Or, I mean, I was finishing my summer classes, but I finished school pretty much. And I remember being like, okay, which you covered at the start of my very lovely intro, which was that I really craved getting back into some kind of creation, content creation. I used to do YouTube in high school and stuff.
Ooh.
And shout out to that.
That's actually, guys, That is how I know Jill. I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No, but it
maybe
is
you
good.
Finish your thought and then it's I'll good. Tell the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. None of the videos are, well, one of the videos still up, but I just,
the video.
The vlogs are down. I can't.
Same.
It's too
it's
many.
Okay.
It's people that aren't in my life anymore. But I did all that. So then fast forward to me now, like at the time being 21, 22. I was like, oh, geez, like, I really need to do something that isn't just for a grade.
Yeah.
And, you know, having that craving of creating something that isn't just, because you can, I sketch, I do illustrations, whatnot, but it wasn't scratching
beautiful
that
beautiful illustrations.
Itch. Thank you.
Yeah. Very talented
visual
artist.
Thanks, guys. But it wasn't scratching that itch of the other side that I really love, which is, like, editing. And I even took a podcast class. Well, who's that one creative writing? Moss?
Jennifer Moss. Yeah.
We've talked about her a couple times.
I would love to have her on.
We should.
Because she's phenomenal.
She runs a whole,
Jar Audio?
She consulted for us. She got us to the Digital First Canada Creator Summit.
Oh, love her.
Yeah. Shouts Jen Moss.
No, we love
if you're
Jen.
Listening.
I'll find a really good photo of her online.
Hey,
nice.
Yeah, no, I love her. And she, like, truly also, like, ran into her at the beach. We were both kind of on one, and she was like, oh my God, chill. Anyways, this is a minute ago now. But yeah, she taught a podcast class that I took just kind of for fun because I did my creative writing minor. And so I was like, well, this is interesting.
It.
You did with her?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. We talked about it briefly at the shoot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, phenomenal class. And I just, that was what really taught me like what goes into podcasts because I've always been a podcast consumer. Mm-hmm. But
same.
I didn't know, right?
I used to listen to podcasts more than I listened to music.
I remember when it was a podcast app. Like,
oh yeah,
do you remember the purple one?
Yeah.
Like,
does it not exist anymore?
I'm sure it does, but I just use Spotify and YouTube, which we're on.
We should know if that exists.
No,
actually.
I think it definitely does.
Yeah, I think
so
it's
like
just
Apple Podcasts.
Oh, right. It used to be like
it
iTunes,
used to be a
though.
Little. Oh yeah, no, it's I still have it because my computer's super old.
Georgia's good. She still has it.
Well,
and antique, but
sure.
No, it's
vintage.
Not old. Vintage. Point being, I think I was consuming without knowing, you know, how the sausage gets made, so to speak. And now being a part of like the behind the scenes is really cool because it gets to not only teach me things that I didn't know from that class, but now it's hands on.
Mm-hmm.
This is another step that I had to check off, which is actually understanding the space in
which
we
like
record.
Welcome to the studio. Good Lord. Our goal is to one day have a studio for us all.
Oh, for sure.
We all get a standing desk.
This is us. This
a
is
treadmill
us.
Underneath.
We're in the garage.
Ooh, that
still.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
This is us right now telling the world that if you have a studio to host us in, we
yeah,
would
please.
Accept it.
Yeah.
But also, please don't lure us in to murder us.
Yeah, please don't do that.
But
anyway,
I would be murdered. Anyways, but yeah, no. So that I'm just really happy to be doing something that is something that I was really interested in when I was studying, and now I can do it actually.
Yeah.
And it's just really fulfilling, and I.
That makes me so happy to hear. Like,
I'm glad
actually,
to hear
that's
that.
All we ever want.
Well, I have been saying since the start that I feel very positively about Film Picnic, and like, you can mark my word. Like, I genuinely think it'll be big. Like, we're coming for you, Alex, whatever her last name is. Like, you know, call
not
her daddy.
Not coming for
not
you,
coming
like
for you,
in a threatening
you.
Way, but in like a
oh, in like
we
a,
want to coexist with you.
Yeah, we love
fair.
You.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
actually.
Oh no,
in
we
our
stand.
Market research report, we stand.
She's in our. Mood board.
Yeah, period.
Like,
yeah.
we
yeah.
love we, Alex.
Yeah,
last
period.
Name, insert. I don't remember her last name.
That's
Cooper.
Cooper.
Thank you. Aiden.
Thank
Aiden. Aiden.
Save
on that
so
one.
While you're here.
I have a question for you.
True.
How has, because, yeah, like, obviously we record and we do these episodes, and thankfully now we have, I was watching our old reels last night, and I was like, when we did it live and we were in there and it was like the two cameras set up, and I was like, how times have changed, like how things have progressed. It's so beautiful. But yeah, I don't know, like, how has editing the short form content for the podcast maybe informed your creative approach to other projects, or like, I don't know, do you feel like there's any translation between what you do with Film Picnic and then the other things that you, I don't know, your other little,
my other little projects?
Because I know you were like, website design, logos and things, like, I don't know. Where's the overlap? Is there overlap?
Yeah, there is. I do some content creation as well. For
hire Jill.
Please.
But don't take her away from us, but hire her and pay her well.
Yeah, yes.
No, my clients are not going to be happy to hear that, but like, I am accepting more clients. So like, hit me up. Like, my website is in the link in my bio.
Period.
We're going to ask you about freelance work.
Okay, good. We'll get back to this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're just starting. I'm so happy. Okay. Yeah, no, I do still do content creation. I'm not going to plug it because it's small. It's like for my town. So I don't really, it's, y'all don't need to see that shit. That stuff. Y'all don't need to see that stuff. But
is it like edits of Niagara Falls?
It's not. Can you imagine?
Like fan edits like with like hearts trap. And stuff, you know?
Like a dolphin? Be hilarious. No, but no, now but I need
you know
to
what
do
I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, exactly. Hair wash day.
Part of my swimming symphony. Upstream for the winter.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. No, it's like, you know, just videos for like local politics in my town that I'm doing. Like
good
for
part. That's cool.
You know, but it pays and yeah. like it's so sweet and it's just like old white men that don't know how to be on camera. They're
bless
so nervous
them.
And like they're really like they're trying their best and
have you ever
so
wanted
nervous.
To do one of those like Gen Z edits where it's like
yes I actually asked if I could and they said no
but they would have gotten,
gotten so many views but yeah. I will say they're like honestly like getting like 2k views which is pretty good for like
sure.
an account with 150 yeah. followers like I'm not mad
no
but yeah so that overlaps but not
sorry
not in the way that you'd expect. Like it overlaps more so where it's just editing, but Film Picnic like is actually fun because I have the creative
so
liberty.
It's fun, thank God.
Yeah,
I hate editing.
Yeah, I know you hate editing, which is hilarious because I literally love it,
and I literally do it all the time
I
as well.
I can't even help myself. I'm like, I wonder if the people notice that I've been making the captions different colors when there's multiple people on.
I notice.
It's very subtle. Very subtle.
It's and off, it's good.
Off
and
by
we
just
appreciate
a slight,
the attention to detail.
Thank you. And my little like. I like doing that. That's
I
one
love,
of my favorite things.
I
where
love
I put,
the Jill jokes.
I love the like
the peanut gallery comments.
Like laughs in
what was unison?
Laughs. No, there was one. I think when Will Brown was on, you were like laughs
in British.
Oh, in British or something.
British coherency.
Yeah,
British incoherency.
That was it. That was it. That was
there's
it.
Always God. Yeah. I like. I mean, I guess Easter egg. I don't know if it's an Easter egg now that we're like announcing it aloud, but y'all should be looking at the subtitles on yeah. the reels if you're not, because Jill puts funny little jokes.
And
in
it's
there
so much
yeah.
Effort.
And when I did it, I was like, oh god, this is not funny at all. This is so.
I feel
just
like I remember
like,
you
word
texting
word.
Me and you were like, this is. It's so yeah. You were like, this is.
We need.
I don't
Jill.
Know what to write. Yeah, you were like, I need Jill.
Yeah, real and also yeah. and hey, real with two E's. You know what I mean?
Period.
Though the thing that because it takes so much time, what people don't understand, we are not really like an AI group.
No, we like we're open.
We're
to
open
it,
to it,
and we'll use
and
it
we'll
to
try.
Help us,
we
and
dabble.
We'll try it. We've tried using AI for editing. We've tried.
Remember
using
the,
it for, oh my god, terrible.
That's what I was gonna say. Was we tried, and I was like, okay, we'll try. And as predicted, because
we talked to someone who like recommended certain you know AI platforms to us, and we were like, sure.
And also, we have very high standards.
Yeah,
after
we do have very high
human
standards.
Work.
Yeah,
this whole time.
And we, I mean, first of all, cannot clip anything for you know for anything.
No,
like it just doesn't.
It doesn't understand
it doesn't
where
understand.
Clipping works.
And then with the titles, it's like, yeah, sure. But then it just looks like the YouTube
well,
shorts.
It's
like it's yeah.
It's tacky.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like no shade, but for us, like I want Film Picnic to be specific. She says using Futura font.
But,
like but you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's
yeah.
it's also not because technically AI is used in Premiere when you are transcribing,
yeah, that's
right?
AI,
like that
yeah.
is technically AI.
Oh, I totally forgot to get Aiden a chair. Sorry.
They're
just looking at him sitting
good.
On the floor.
It's
anyway,
fine. It's
he's
fine.
Okay.
Or he's okay. Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
But yeah, like technically that's AI. We just don't, I think, associate it. Didn't mean to hit my mic. We don't associate it with AI because when we think AI, we think like chat now. But it's so bad. Like it's just, it's okay, but.
It'll get like the kind of general, it'll know what you're saying kind of and then spell things wrong and then.
Well, the thing is too, we're a Canadian film podcast. There's a lot of like indigenous words that it doesn't get.
Mm-hmm. At all.
At all, ever. Even Nechako. We're in the Nechako River for the most recent podcast episode or second most recent. It kept thinking it saying Chocolate River. Like there's
the
just
heck?
Stuff like that where like you.
That's insane.
That's insane, right? And like, yeah, okay, I get it. It's like AI, but then. Like girl,
no
like,
better. Yeah. If it's AI, you should like
yeah, right. You'd think
better.
You'd have like do better. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, so that's why I'm not too concerned about it taking over because it can't understand us.
No, and it's gonna be a tool. It's
yeah, well, and also you can be way more creative. Plus, what people don't think about when you're editing for behind the scenes, is the way that like humans speak, like our speech patterns. We pause at certain points, we clump words together at certain points and then break at certain points. And a lot of the times with transitions with transcripting captions, it doesn't know exactly when the people are doing that. So it'll write because if I limit the amount of words, like say it's like 8 characters or whatever that I'm allowing it to have or like 12
like,
characters.
Like as in like appear on the screen at one time.
Yeah, it will. I mean, I wish I could think of a an example off the top of my head, but like even that, what I just said, an example off the top of my head, it would say like an example off the, and then it would say top of my head, but that's not how I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm saying it all together. So it's small things like that where when you're watching it back as a viewer, it kind of hurts your brain because that's not how we would visualize it.
Yeah.
When we're listening to people talk. And so there's just small things like that that you wouldn't think of where I'm behind the scenes, like dragging things so that it matches perfectly with the cut. And like, because maybe I'm a perfectionist.
And that's okay.
And we, but we appreciate love you for it. It. Yeah. Just on a, like,
I think we're all a little bit,
yeah.
I don't know.
Which
when
is
we
beautiful.
Started working together, we were like, just like, can this just move this
yeah.
for like
a
half a centimeter? Yeah.
Oh, centimeter. I remember this. I remember the start. Yeah.
No, the workflow needed to adjust.
Anyway.
But it did.
Yeah.
For people who are maybe looking to get into content creation, like, can you just go through, like, I don't know, like basic what softwares you use.
Yeah,
like
for
maybe
sure.
Like a little bit like what your process is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hannah, I believe Hannah also edits in Premiere.
Premiere, yeah.
Which is making things a lot easier because there was a.
I love Premiere. It
me
really.
Too.
It,
Adobe
so
Premiere
many people
Pro.
From who,
I wish they'd sponsor it.
Yeah,
so expensive.
Please pay for our subscription.
I
it's
am
ridiculous.
A graphic design nepo baby. I do have to just shout out to my mom real quick because my mom has paid for my Creative Cloud for as long as I can remember.
And she probably will for
and
as long.
Honestly, and I pay for my phone. Bill and my rent,
go.
So like she can take the Premiere Pro,
and that's okay. Because why is it like $100 a month?
No,
like,
it's
what's
insane.
Going on? What I was gonna say was a lot of people because it's so expensive, it's ridiculous. The UBC Film Production Program, we did not get Adobe Creative
yeah.
Cloud until like our fourth year because of student advocacy.
Which is, can I just say, like BS?
Yeah,
because like UBC has the money for it.
Yeah, and it's not
I just
the film department's
they,
lack of trying.
No.
It's UBC like not giving it to the film department.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But anyway. Because of that, a lot of people did not purchase their own Adobe Cloud and use DaVinci, which is great for like
yep.
color grading and all of that. And it's free, and it's a great
it's also
free software.
Good for working with 4K.
DaVinci
yeah.
Resolve.
Yeah. It goes with like Blackmagic and all of that. But it, I just don't like it because
no.
it just messes with my workflow. And this is, you know, Premiere is industry standard.
As I was going to say, it's not industry standard
yeah.
yet. It might become, or if you're working in
I think for color
film,
grading it might be, but like
yeah.
not.
But especially not for short form content, especially when you're working in 1080p or and also like a 1920 1080 where it's like horizontal or vertical.
Yeah.
Because it just changes a lot. And also like we've had our own issues with audio too.
We finally have our own
it's
audio
been
equipment.
A journey.
Yeah, it has. But it has to be, right?
It has to be, yeah.
It has to be. It takes
yeah.
a village.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it also took a lot of getting things wrong to realize what needed to go right.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Which sounds like super simplistic, I guess, but it was just like,
well,
oh, this is the problem.
And everything's
this
gone wrong
should,
at any point,
yeah.
and that's great. That's
and
how
this
we
is how we should fix it.
Well, it's kind of just like the whole practice makes perfect of it all.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you use.
Yeah, to answer your question, actually.
Yeah.
I use Premiere. The way that we used to do it was Hannah used to live near me.
Hey. We did used to live near,
yeah.
across the street from each
like,
other.
Like literally walking distance, which was awesome.
And I still have to tell the story of how we
yeah,
know each
we will
other,
get
but,
there.
Oh my God.
We have good lore.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Hannah would bring over a physical hard drive to me and then I would edit on my, you thought your laptop was old, girl, mine was from 2013.
She's a 2015.
I remember
okay,
those
okay.
issues.
She's a 2015
okay,
and she's still
that's
going
impressive.
Right now.
Like, that's I
really
actually
impressive.
Don't know how. You must take good care because
I had to replace the battery. Well,
yes,
but,
I did
no,
too.
But see the HDMI.
Yeah.
My devices don't last longer than like 4 years.
You got to be careful.
I know, I'm the problem.
It's fine.
Anyway.
It's fine.
Please continue.
Yeah, so I had my very old laptop, and then when I graduated, I treated myself to a new one, which was amazing, because mm-hmm. it was Hannah's old one, because you let me borrow your laptop very briefly. You don't remember any of this, hey?
Wait, what?
And then I got your laptop. You literally lent me your Mac. You came over with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
remember?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And then
yeah.
I edited with your laptop.
Oh, and then you were,
bit.
Oh, is it this one?
Yeah. And I
oh,
got
yeah.
the same
okay.
One.
I thought you, like, actually, like, I gave you my
no,
old laptop. And I was
just
like,
the same kind.
When did I donate a
You're like, I girl, give me that back.
Yeah. Like, wait, what?
No. Yeah. And so then that changed everything because I mean, that computer was like a brick. I mean, I still have it, but it did not even have storage to download Premiere, which was hilarious. I don't know how I finished my schooling on it, but we make do when we're poor and in uni.
We
yes.
make do. I was like trying to download files and I was like deleting
yep.
photos on my computer.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Same.
I can't download
nope,
the episode.
Cannot download
we
anything.
We do Zoom. We're working with Doc National and we do Zoom episodes
yep.
for them.
Oh,
and
yeah. we did it. Well, we recorded it on my computer.
Halfway through and then like wasn't downloading onto no. Georgia's computer. And we were like, oh, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
Though. Yeah.
But yeah, so now and ever since I got that laptop, it just got a lot easier because then, yeah, we transfer.
Shout out WeTransfer also. I don't know what we would do without WeTransfer.
If we anyone do pay doesn't for know, the full version.
Yeah.
And I do pay for the full
version. Thank you, Hannah.
Which, can I also say, like, used to be free when I was...
With anything. For anyone who doesn't know, WeTransfer online site where you can use to send files via email
Yeah, so you don't have to, address. Like, send them over text or...
But it can be, I think it's up to 2K. Mm-hmm. 2 gigabytes for free. Yeah, guys, this is, it's really, Georgia's you know technical. What, can I say what's really fun, though? It's really fun to just, like, surrender to, not that I don't know anything. Like, I own a camera.
Not that I don't know anything.
I know some things. But well, it's just, I'm just not.
You know some things, you don't know some things.
Yeah.
As we've said, our strengths are different.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And I'm not a technical baddie.
Can you imagine a puzzle if all the pieces were the same?
Love you for that. Wow. Love you for that. As I've learned I just made in a crazy leadership, face. It's our differences.
What was the gooning face?
Oh my god! That was awesome. I made a crazy. I literally as what soon did you as go? I went like,
"What the heck was that?"
As Aiden takes a photo. yeah, I don't know. It's but it's nice to just like
no, it's so
our
surrender.
Differences that make us strong.
It's yeah. nice to surrender when you guys are having a technical problem and be like, "I'm here for emotional support."
You're like,
support.
"I'm just gonna go get a coffee."
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm like, it's better to.
Yeah, sometimes it is better to just, to like, too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah, like, just let me lock in and fix this. Mm-hmm. It's always audio. Every single episode, I'm, like, stressed out about some kind of audio.
Honestly, like, really don't want to, like, jinx anything, but we really have not had any visual issues, thank God. We've never had, like, glitching or anything.
Since we've had Ethan behind the camera.
Shout out Ethan.
Thanks, Ethan.
Shout out Ethan, because originally it used to be just Georgia and I in the studio setting every single thing up, not having lights.
That's right.
And then my camera, the cameras we used were not video cameras. They were photography cameras. So they would like cut off every half hour. They would turn off. Sometimes it would make a chick sound. So I would catch it and go, 1 second, I'm just going to turn the camera back on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it wouldn't. So then there would be like 20 minutes of like,
oh
no
crap,
footage.
We're not filming. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was before we did like full length video episodes. That was just for reels, but still annoying for you because good content was just
well,
there was
no
and
100% because it would. Oh, you're right. There was because we would have audio. You're right.
We would have audio
because
for
it would
it
be
all.
Black. It black screen, and someone was making a really good point, and then I would be like,
I can't show their face.
Like I remember it even being like halfway edited or something. Like I had edited because the way I'll edit is. As I'm watching now, I changed it. Now I'll like pretty much watch whatever you guys send me that are best parts to clip.
Yeah.
But at that time, I like was just watching.
Is that
it,
better, by the way? Oh, do you prefer that? Because then you don't have to scrub through the whole thing and then figure it out.
Yes.
On your
because
own.
Like as much as I enjoy the episodes, it's definitely a is a lot.
It's time. Yeah.
Well, also like if you don't have to go through the whole thing.
Yeah, and editing itself takes like an hour each reel, right? So that would be on top like an hour episode, say 45 minutes on top of that.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. I said, are you ready for a comedy show? Well, then I need you.
To make your way down to the Birdhouse for the only stand-up comedy show in Canada featuring exclusively trans women. Our show, Trans Girls Raw and Uncut, has been featured on the Tyee, the Georgia Strait, and was the most attended local show at this year's Just for Laughs Festival. My name is Kay, and you can catch me and an iconic lineup of some of the country's funniest comedians on July 14th at 6:30 or 8:15. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/transcomedy and are expected to sell out, so grab yours soon, and I promise you a show that's unlike anything you've ever seen. That's bit.ly/transcomedy, and I'll see you there.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sister Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sister Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
How do you navigate setting boundaries or the conversation with money when you're working with, you know, people like your friends or family or people who are close to you? Because I know that can be an uncomfortable conversation, especially when, I feel like sometimes... or often people just expect it as a favor.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you know them.
Yeah, especially if you know them. How have you navigated that?
Yeah, good question. I actually do like work, not even solely, I guess, technically, like with all of my freelance stuff, but it solely is people that I know personally. And actually I find that benefits, because then I can trust them and trust that the workflow is going to be nice. And it also, I find, like, builds our relationship up later. I'm lucky that the people in my life are just like that. I like have yet to come across someone who wants to take advantage of my work or doesn't respect that I charge. I have, but I like no longer will work with people like that, and I make that clear. Where I'm like, hey, I'm not feeling respected in this space, and like I would like to just keep you as a friend, but like moving forward, I don't think I can take jobs from you anymore if you fall through or you are not, like, you make plans and then suddenly you don't show up, that kind of thing. Like. Yeah. But I think it's all just about communicating. And like I was mentioning before, like I didn't really grow up with money. So when I started making my own money and like paying for school and whatnot and becoming independent, I kind of made the decision to like not continue that cycle of like having taboo conversation regarding funds. Because if we're in a world where you have to be making money, I don't understand why it would be...
why we can't talk about
why
it.
Why we can't talk about it.
Also, talk about men feel way more comfortable talking about money than women because we're not brought up.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, so...
so it's... yeah, and it's something that you don't want to, miss out on, because then you're put in a position where you're kind of screwed if you've done all this work and you're not going to, like, reap any benefits from it other than putting it on your site or something.
Yeah.
But
exposure.
No, literally. Like, what is exposure really going to do? Exposure is great, but it doesn't pay the bills. You have to get to a certain point before exposure is really worth it. I'm a big proprietor of contracts. I know we are too. It can be awkward if it's a friend, but it is necessary sometimes, because then you can say, like, hey, man, like, you signed this. Like, what the heck?
And also, it just mitigates any uncomfortable conversations down the line.
True.
Like, I've worked with people without a contract, and it's horrible because you know, things get wishy-washy, words get lost,
and then what do you fall back on?
What did we agree on? We don't have a rest. Literally text messages, and then it's like, oh well, like, let me, you know what I mean? It's not like,
and in the same conversation I sent you a GIF, I didn't think it was that,
you know what I mean? Exactly.
So it's just being confident, making sure that people understand you're doing a job. Hey, if you can't do this and you're reaching out to me, why wouldn't you pay me? You know? I'm just lucky enough that, like I said, the people that I've worked with have all been respectful of my like rate and haven't questioned or given me like a, you know, curled nose or anything like that. And I think it's just making sure that you know your worth. That's the main thing. Like, before you get into doing contract work or freelance work. You just have to be confident. You have to believe in yourself, even if it's fake. Like,
literally fake it till you make it. Like, no one is going to believe in you more than yourself.
Oh, yeah. Real.
So if you have that confidence, people are going to look at you and go, oh, they must know what they're talking about.
Exactly. Then, when we really don't.
When we have no idea. Yeah. Us, like, discussing.
But now we're learning.
We're learning.
And now I do have an idea.
Yeah. What our rates are. Like, and that's.
Well, can we talk about money?
Yeah, we can talk,
let's talk about money.
Let's talk about money. Let's talk about that.
I have questions for you about just, like, your freelance work. Mm-hmm. But. So you have a BFA.
Mm-hmm.
You're a year out of school.
Mm-hmm.
A year out of school.
It'll be a year in November, actually.
Congrats. What are you, like, even you're talking about this, like, contract work that you do with your hometown or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, what's your rate for reels?
Yeah.
For them?
I usually do hourly. So I usually go, like, $25 an hour. Mm. Because things like that usually take about an hour, and then we're you know, talking about, like, maybe 10 to 20 reels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kind of content I'm given as well can adjust that. So if there's issues with content, like, because these are people that aren't necessarily that well,
it's like a weird file,
or, like, they moved the tripod for some reason and they want me to merge the scenes, and I'm like, hey guys, the whole camera moves. How am I supposed to cut this together? You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, where it's like, this is gonna affect things.
Yeah.
So yeah, $25 an hour usually is, like, my starting rate. Or I also am more than open to, like, discussing just, you know, base rate pays if someone just wants to do, like, a X amount for whatever the work is for.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier for people because then they don't. I know that hourly sometimes is a little finicky because people think that it, you know, you can take advantage of it.
Yeah.
In some circumstances, but I'm open to that as well. Bigger projects like websites usually are base pay. And then, yeah, anything that is extra is usually lined out in the contract.
Yeah.
Or in the quote. So saying, like, you know, we can only do. For logos, for example, we can only do one edit of it, you know.
Mm. Because, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
How many revisions are you
willing
to do?
Thank you.
We've learned that as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, because with episodes, too, like, I think it's just good to, like, cap revision because
people change their minds.
People change their minds, you know, and also just knowing what we're going into amount-wise. Like, I just recently did a logo for Oogway. Shout out to Oogway.
Shout out.
You know, album is probably released at this point when people are seeing this.
Ooh.
But I did logos for him, and I really liked him. And I was like, dude, you know what? I'm just going to do a third logo for you. Because at first it was two in the contract, and I was like, I'm having so much fun with this, and, like, I have a really creative idea, and I don't want to choose between them. Are you okay if I just give you a third? And he was like, am I okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
that's
just
awesome.
Stuff like that, where it's like, if we connect and we click, and he's even, you know, talking about hiring me for other things too.
Period.
So that's kind of also what I was saying earlier, where it's a lot of word of mouth. Like, you know, one person can give you multiple jobs. It doesn't have to be, you know, how many cookie jars can I put my hands into?
No, literally, me with Jill. We have Jill working with Film Picnic, and then I need a personal website, and I don't have capacity to be building that myself. And I'm like, Jill, you know, and anytime I see anything that relates to what you do, I'm like, send it to Jill.
Yes.
Send it to Jill.
Yes.
Oh, my
goodness. And you got me that job, actually. You got me the Oogway job.
Because
of that Luella, what she posted.
Oh!
Yeah, that was you.
Stick
so,
with her.
Like, literally. So, yeah, it's been really nice for people, like, to have moments like that. And you're not the only one. Like, I have other people that will message me and be like, dude, I got this ad for a graphic design thing. And
me looking at some scammy little thing on Instagram.
Oh, that was like, hilarious. And you sent it to me twice. I love you.
I know.
No,
I literally.
So sweet.
And then I was like, oh, no, me sending it to you twice.
No, but, like, that's because you love me. And, like, that's so nice.
Yeah. Mm.
I actually even got my job. I used to work at the Museum of Anthropology. I mentioned it earlier today.
Yeah.
And I used to work there. This is, like, second year, I think, end of first year. I used to work there as a museum attendant at the gift shop, and it was fine. I mean, my manager was kind of, like, brutal, but it was fine. It was just, like, a retail job. And then I went home for a little bit for, like, personal reasons, and wasn't sure if I could, like, come back or if they would be like, take me.
Hmm.
And then I got an email from my boss who was like, hey, Jill, like, I was chatting with your colleague who, like, I worked behind the, like, desk with, and she mentioned that you do graphic work, and we need, like, a new, junior graphic designer. And just
For
Moa.
Like, oh, wow.
That's what I ended up doing for two more years. I, like, build their website. So Moa Shop, That was me, hey, man. I made that whole website. Awesome. I took all the photos.
You're so awesome.
Thanks, man. Perfect. All of my like product photography I got into because of that, and that was so much fun. Like organizing the product photography and the light.
We're
box.
So lucky to have her.
We truly are. Here's a little tagline thanks. Question: How? Because yeah, we're talking about like you've built your own website, but you have a like you've built websites for other people, but you have your own personal website with like portfolio and those kinds of things. How important has that been for like finding work or getting work?
Honestly,
would you recommend that for people maybe yes. like newly graduated freelancers or, you know, like, I mean, filmmakers, it's important too.
Yep, I would. I would actually recommend that people, especially if they're in visa or any kind of like BFA, because that's my wheelhouse. Like, I think definitely. Yeah. Mm. Media studies. I think like definitely it's important to build your portfolio while you're in school. It's really hard because you have to do like
it's really a zillion
hard.
Things.
No, but it's funny. It's like it's not science. Like I understand that it's like different, but it's really hard to find the time to.
Well, it is because it's. Oh, sorry. No, not what? Me slapping myself.
Apologize yourself. Sorry, leg.
No, I think people do look at arts and go, oh, yeah, it's arts. But, like, the amount of time.
Yeah, it's time.
And that's emotional and mental yep. energy it takes to do things, you
yeah.
know? It's different than sitting down and solving an equation that has, like.
An answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah because your answer isn't, like, your blood, sweat, and tears.
Exactly.
It's a little different. Mm-hmm. Well, it could be, but it's different. It's not, yeah. like, a piece of your soul.
Sorry, I'm scratching my nose because I'm having allergies.
Oh, it's okay. Do clients reference things from your website when they're asking for deliverables? Are they like, oh, I saw this. Mm-hmm. Can we do something similar?
Not yet. No. A lot of my, like, the only people that I think have reached out through my website so far, client-wise, was just this, I guess technically, like, entrepreneur, but I'm doing like a what is it called, like a not algorithm, when like at the end of the year when you check your social media
analytics.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm doing like the year analytics for him. It's a nonprofit, and he actually just randomly like happened to see my website.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Was like, oh, this is really cool, like reached out, whatever. And it's like, you know, like $2,000 for over the course of like 2 months. But it's
that's not bad at all.
Not bad at all for like just basically copy and pasting like text that is then put on like pages. So it's nice. We're still in the midst of like working out the logistics and stuff. I just like with the quote has been sent.
Yes.
So
yeah. Hey.
But so just stuff like that where it hasn't reached that point yet. Which is I use ReadyMeg to make my site. I know how to use other websites, but ReadyMeg I found was nice because it's similar.
Well,
to
I'm using ReadyMeg for Film Picnic. I'm using the AI thing that we like
the Lovable.
I'm using Lovable AI to, you know, design the what it looks like, but not aesthetically, just like the layout of everything. I'm not going to use that because it's kind of
it's
just like whatever
you can clock
but I'm like
it.
Oh great, that's a great structure and then I'm going to copy that structure onto
that's like using AI to structure an essay, like you know, it's nice to just get the bones down, the foundation down. But yeah, I think because the website's still kind of in its infancy and I still like need to do some tweaks every now and then because I built it from scratch.
Yeah.
I think it took like 6 months, which kill me because I didn't use Lovable.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Now I know. But it was good. It was a good thing to do, especially after graduating, because I like definitely got hit with hella burnout. But yes,
I'm feeling the burnout right now.
Well, I don't know how you're doing masters, but... Yeah, you should start building your portfolio sooner than later, because when you graduate, at least me, like, I was so burnt out. Like, I didn't want to do anything. And the last thing I wanted to do was put all of my work that I'd just done and then have to, like, look at it and be like, this is what I have to show that I, like, did this. Like, it's just really, it's a lot to process, especially when you've been a student your entire life. Like, I didn't do a gap year or anything. So I think if you can find the energy to even just one day, like, 1 hour a day, start building that portfolio up. It doesn't even have to be a website necessarily, like just a PDF so that you can get that website. But what I find is when you're applying to these jobs, if you're in that world, graphic work and social media and editing, they expect the website, right?
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because it's not cheap. Like,
it's not cheap to pay for a website,
a domain. Yeah. I spent $150 US for mine, like for the year.
Do you yearly pay $150?
No, thank God. First one is a payment, and then after that, it's like 40 something a year.
Still.
But why was it in US? It's a Canadian site.
Weird.
Anyways, but yeah, so that's actually why I have XYZ instead of .com, because I like literally couldn't afford .com. So
XYZ is cooler.
I also think that.
Yeah. Okay, .com artsy. Is like, whatever, we've been there, done that.
Right? We know her.
Yeah. We know her well.
.ca.
Yeah.
That also would have been sick, but Jill Sticks was taken. I don't know. That girl. I don't know her.
Who is that girl?
Not
who
me.
Just like Film Picnic is taken on Instagram. Where
so it's FLM Picnic.
But it kind of works. Because it it's like FM. It.
Yeah, period.
But yeah, I guess that's... Yeah. So to answer your question, Miss Georgia,
yeah,
I think it's minimally important. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the end of the world if you don't have a website, because if you, it is all about like personability too.
It sounds like it's a lot of word of mouth. I mean, similar to... to film things, like mm-hmm. it's nice once you have already made that connection to be like, oh, reference this.
Yeah,
to
well, look and see. That's what I'm saying. Like, step number one isn't
whether
website.
That's an Instagram page, a link mm-hmm. tree, a website, a something that mm-hmm. people can look to that you can direct people to like follow up.
You just need a home page.
Yeah, you don't yeah. need like yeah.
Doesn't have to be spectacular. You can also, you don't even need to pay for a domain. You could have like a Google Sites link and no one's going to bat an eye. Like, it's not embarrassing, you know?
No. Or mm-hmm. yeah, like you said, a PDF. We have a media kit that we send yep. to
that I did.
Sponsors that Jill did and Jill ate it up.
That Jill made.
And
it's been so helpful. Has yeah? been truly so helpful to just
happy.
Be like,
oh yeah.
When we're inviting a guest, that has become standard to send every single time. Just like who we are, what we do.
Yeah, we
you
love
know,
the media
a
kit.
Little like, oh, this is what we can offer you. These, yeah. you know, this is what a collaboration can look like.
Yeah, because people, like you said earlier, you can be all talk, but like if you don't have things to prove it, and then it's just face value. Like yeah. you have mm-hmm. to be able to be like, I can bake. And also, here's the cake. You want to try it? Like,
exactly.
you can't just be like, I can bake. And then someone's going to be like, well, yeah. it could taste like poo-poo, doo-doo, caca.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, period. You got to prove that you actually know how.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have more questions.
Okay.
We do need to wrap up.
So we maybe do. Like a final, how many?
Yeah, sure.
I was going to say one, but if you have a million, I know you have a million, but.
Well, there's always
a
million.
We've been recording for an hour and a half.
Oh, real. Well, when would you like to ask a question?
No.
Because I've been.
No.
I feel like I've had so many.
I'm just ready to answer.
I just want to
rapid
you,
fire me.
I want to hear you speak on your comfort movies that you put in. We did a little intro
picnic?
Post. If you scroll all the way back on the Film Picnic Instagram, we have intro posts for me and Hannah and Jill and Ethan as well. Mm-hmm. Soon to be Aiden. Hey.
And I
but,
make them.
Yeah, so. in the classic Letterboxd style, we have like four little movies on there. Mine are just like the top four that I had on Letterboxd at the time, but Jill's and Hannah's are both comfort movies.
Because mm-hmm. Like, it's a thing. If someone asks me my favorite movie, I panic. Like,
no, I need a subcategory.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, fair. Yeah, I don't know. You had Clueless, Addams Family, Boys
values.
In the Hood.
The Addams Family Values.
Addams Family Values.
I have to clarify because there's multiple movies.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can I say I've never seen The Addams Family?
I used to watch, like, the original Addams Family when I was a kid. Like, on YouTube.
Bye.
Like, the black and white. Oh. Like... You had the DVDs. Bye, Jill.
And,
that'll be all.
Jill has left
the
room.
Did you used to watch the like original
I
ones?
I was just like, Jill's out. I don't know. I used
like
to braid
my mom
my hair
introduced
all the time.
It to me.
I used to braid my hair and people would be like, you look like Wednesday.
And
we're spooky and we're scary. We're
together. All together.
The Addams Family. Yeah. Anyways.
It's a great song.
See what I mean? We can't date, dude. Like, this would be so annoying for everyone around us.
Anyway.
So what about the movies would you like to know?
Well...
Georgia just wanted to mention them.
I wanted to mention
them. What were the other
them.
Two of them? I know Boys in the Hood is one of them. Is it Whisper of the Heart?
Yeah.
Whisper of the... Yeah,
why
I
did you choose
know.
Them?
Yeah.
Well,
give us a
you
little...
don't have to go into.
Well, I mean, they're comfort movies, man. Like, yeah. I got really bad anxiety, so it's nice to... medicated, shout out to Ven Laflaxine. I really love like rewatching stuff, and I mean I would put The Hunger Games, but I usually don't count like trilogies or series or whatever. But I rewatch a lot of movies. That's why also Perks of Being a Wallflower gets like a
honorable
little
mention.
Honorable
yeah.
mention, because I've seen that movie like probably 22 times.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are just kind of, and like Bridget Terabithia, like there's so many good movies where I just like
that is
can't not
crazy devastating. God, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just movies that I put on. Like, they're also the instant, like, if someone needs a recommendation. And I just recently got my roommate Alex to watch Clueless for the first time.
I was going to say, who's your favorite character in Clueless?
Cher.
Okay.
Just because I relate to her
blonde
so hard.
Inspiration. Like,
I mean,
blonde icons.
No, literally.
Two blonde icons.
Thank you. No, I both. Love her so much. And I also just recently set up two of my friends. So now I'm like, I was joking that I was in my Cher Horowitz
I
era.
Love that.
Because of that.
Have
I
you
also
ever dressed
love...
up her like for Halloween?
No, but I want to so baid.
Well, that just have it on the back burner. Just
yeah,
have like a plaid
there.
Skirt and it's always
there.
Ready.
Oh, I
really
want
to go as Zendaya and Tom Holland, specifically from the umbrella performance.
Oh yeah, that would be good.
That
Bruno
would be
Mars.
Great. Like, as Bruno
Anthony
Mars
in that,
and he's in
yeah,
that.
I'm really I'm Bruno
and he's
Mars
in the Rihanna outfit.
That would be really fun.
That's good.
I know it would be really good.
Aww.
But I'm yeah, it. It's good. It's good to have films that you can just like go back to. And
yeah.
I mean, we know how important film is. It just makes you feel good.
Healing.
Healing, not even healing necessarily, just kind of like a distraction.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like when you're like, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I need to turn my brain off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you ever going to dabble in screenwriting again?
Yeah. I would
you
wanna
help me write
creative writing minor?
Oh my God, please.
I'm going to write a feature.
Dude.
It's my next project.
Don't even joke about
well,
that.
Well, let me finish my thesis first.
Okay.
But like I have a feature under my
I loved script writing. It was one of the best grades I ever got too. I got like a 97 or something.
Whoa.
Per.
The only reason I didn't get 100 was because I like had just gone through a really bad breakup. Really bad. And I needed to use like a script writing software, but I was too lazy to put it through it. So I just used like some app that I got. And the prof was like, bro, like I warned you so many times to use the software. And I was like, well, I kind of wanted to like, there were other things going on in
yeah,
my life.
Yeah, like I couldn't.
That wasn't.
That's the least.
That
of
was
my
the least
worries.
Of my worries. So that's the only reason that I got like a few marks off. But I would love to get back into it because I loved it. That's why my mm-hmm. grades were high because I was so involved in like, I have so much to say, clearly. And so it was nice to be able to put, like, pen to paper.
Aiden yeah. and I were in a script workshop together.
Oh, my gosh. Small
Aiden
little.
Really loved... Okay. You loved the way Aiden received feedback and, like, took things on board.
I did
and
say
Aiden
that.
Aiden loved...
Aww. I did say that.
I think Aiden loved your feed... No, your...
Your feet?
Your thoughts, your feedback, like, what you were saying. Were you, was I... Like, Aiden's, like, agreeing, but, like, maybe you didn't say that. Maybe yeah. I'm just
well,
making stuff up. You were both talking about it individually,
aww.
But I
yeah,
can't
it was
remember
nice.
Exactly what,
the, what... That's so sweet that you guys both did that without even knowing. You both complimented each other.
Yeah.
Subconsciously. That makes me happy.
To me. And now I'm bridging that gap.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Jill, it's been a pleasure.
It's been such a pleasure.
Thank
final
you guys
question.
For having me.
Yeah.
Final question.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What's the future of Jill? What does Jill want to do with
it's
all of
so
this?
It's so wonderful that we're so privileged that we have futures.
I know.
The future of Jill. I just want to be happy. I love love. I love like joy. And
yeah.
I don't even see like my career in the future as much as just me being content.
Joy Stickles.
I love that.
Joy Stickles. My daughter, my future daughter's name.
Aw. She wants kids now.
Girl.
She didn't want kids
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy when that happens? And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I see myself being happy, content. I love my apartment. I'll probably still be in my apartment. And
would you stay there forever if you could?
Honestly, the goal is to be able to buy out next door, and then that would be my studio because it's connected,
yeah.
right? Wouldn't that be so hard?
Yeah,
yeah. I would literally want to be like old and gray with a really long beard there.
I love
you and
it.
Alex,
and I like yeah, Alex and I. And I come out and I have my little cane, and I'm like, get out of my property! You
yeah,
know? Like, I'm like gonna yeah. like grow like a tree, and aww. It's gonna be like it'd be like a grotto, you know?
Love
I want
that.
More, that kind of thing.
Dunbar yeah. forever.
Yes, Dunbar for life. But anyways, I, yeah, that's my future. I mean, continuing Film Picnic, I think we'll probably
that.
Be really busy with Film Picnic in the future.
I already have things to ask you about today.
Yeah.
We have things to ask you about today.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Post
scheming.
Filming.
Yeah.
Post filming.
We have a meeting
okay,
scheduled
good.
With Aiden,
yeah.
but you're welcome to.
Can I chime
yeah,
in?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But
yeah, that's basically me.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
I'm
for
so
you.
Happy.
I'm so grateful
y'all.
For you.
Can I also just say, like, I'm so proud of you guys. You're over here, like, every single time someone comes on, I feel like you guys are always so, like, you know, dumping all this niceness. And I just, like, these two, you guys are so, like, you guys are the, like, literally, like, boss goals. Like, and I'm not even, like, really bosses, but, like, I look up to y'all, which is hilarious.
And we look up to you.
Yeah, isn't that
like,
good?
Like, that's,
yeah.
yes.
But I really, it's, like.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
I just
yeah.
can't believe how well it works. And like
me
even
neither.
The people that we've brought on and now Aiden, like instant clicking. Like
yeah.
we just met today and I'm like,
yeah.
can we get dinner? Like,
yeah.
like it's just, it's good people.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the biggest thing that like, not even Film Picnic has taught me, but just like being out here and like being in the city and moving away from my small town, whatever, meeting all these different people is like, God, it's so important to have like lovers in your life and to have people that like, you know, that meme that's like, all my homies are good, like sweethearts and kind and
yeah.
kind-hearted
yeah.
love. And it's like the Calico Critters. Like that's
I
literally
don't, but
me.
I'm like, yeah,
that's I'll put it up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'll put
Jill
it up.
We'll find yeah. it. Editing Jill. Hi, editing Jill.
I
peace
oh my
and
God.
Love to you.
Yay. Oh, my God. I'll need that in the future. But yeah, it's Yeah, it's such a pleasure. I mean, you guys say it all the time to us. I just hope that it actually resonates with you guys. That
Thank
like
you. This That's is all we want. Yeah. We just want it to be the a best. Joyful experience where
and
everyone gets
I'll
to grow.
And I promise I'll get on editing that thing.
I haven't edited yet. Honestly, Jill, it's fine. Like, don't even worry about really it. Okay. I think we're all in the thick of everything right now. We love you.
Thank you. Oh, also free Palestine. Oh.
Yes. Period.
Period.
Period. Oh, speaking of.
Oh.
Well, not speaking What's of, this? But we just have something for you.
Do you?
As a
What's
little,
in the basket,
What's
Jill?
In the basket? Oh
What's in the basket?
What is in the basket?
What's in the basket? Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, speaking of.
Yeah, exactly.
For your next movie-going experience.
Watermelon.
Free Palestine. Oh, my yeah. God, this is amazing. Thank yeah. you, guys.
Watermelon Sour Patch
Kids. I love
because
Because
water, because Palestine.
I'm so excited about this. I'm also going to take...
Oh, well, that's just crap that we have in there.
Taking
this.
Oh, well.
There's the labs. The mic on the top. Yeah. You can take that. Would you like a business card?
I would also like a business card.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Delicious.
You're Y'all. Welcome.
Small Easter egg. The basket?
A little oh, basket coming
a
soon.
A little something maybe coming along. True. That's a little...
I know about this.
Something yeah. wicker this way comes.
Hey,
that's
hey.
Crazy.
Weave me alone.
Ha. Get anyway. I do get it. It was good.
No, I, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
that note.
Is that how people feel when I make jokes?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Georgia was just talking about how she's being too mean to you.
No, she gagged me the other day. I was never going to
Jill
forget
came
that.
Up with a beautiful idea. Yeah. And we were like, oh, my God, yes. And
deadpan.
That was a really, really stupid bad idea.
I was kidding, but it felt too evil coming out of my mouth. I was like,
we were all confused.
You also didn't even finish your thought before being like, I'm joking. You're like, I don't even think you'd like, the last letter didn't even get
that. Was a really bad.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. Anyway.
Thank you so much for joining us, listeners. Be sure to check us out on FLM Picnic on Instagram. And we are also on CITR's archive. We are on Spotify at Film Picnic. We'll see you next week on Film Picnic.
Yes, we will.
As we continue to explore the Canadian film industry with meaningful conversation,
one picnic at a time.
I have the worst leg cramp of my life.